Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, UTEC partners with the IOJ to mount exhibition at the Norman Manley International Airport. And in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service, excerpts of an interview with John Holt, which originally aired in 1997. In celebration of Jamaica 50 last year, the University of Technology, UTEC, awarded the Jamaican music industry with its highest honor, the Chancellor's Medal. As part of the celebrations, the university partnered with the Institute of Jamaica's Music Museum to mount the Honoring 50 Years of Jamaican Music exhibit, which was dedicated to the island's musical journey. The exhibit received rave reviews, and the UTEC team began to think of ways more persons could view it. After some consideration, it was decided that the exhibit would be mounted in the departure lounge of the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. More from Associate Vice President for Advancement at UTEC, Hector Wheeler.
The exhibition was launched Thursday, July 11 at the airport, and it's going to be up there for some 3 months. Why? We think it would be quite a good experience for all visitors to Jamaica, friends of Jamaica, and also families. In departing, what better taste to leave with Jamaica but part of our music? And so we think it's an excellent idea.
The exhibition captures the diversity of Jamaica's musical genre dating back to the 19th century, which saw the emergence of mento and 20th century sounds such as Naya Bingi. It also showcases other popular Jamaican music such as ska, rocksteady, dub, reggae and dancehall.
There are quite a number of interesting pictures which depict the journey of the pioneers of the music industry, pictures of the instruments that were used, pictures of some of the places that the music came out of, or where Bob Marley came from, and other great and interesting musicians. Because I think when you actually go through the exhibition, you will leave not only being excited by what you see, but you will leave more educated about where we're coming from as a people, how Jamaica's music evolved, and how it became so successful.
Associate Vice President for Advancement at UTEC, Hector Wheeler.
Good evening and welcome to another in the series of Standing Ovation. My name is Andrew Chamber. Today we feature a man who has made tremendous contribution to the development of our music. We are talking about a man from the rocksteady era, a man who still gives some of the most awesome live performances. Among his hits are a number of love songs to warm the hearts of the ladies. You've guessed it, we're talking about John Holt. Let's welcome John Holt.
Discovered by your parents, then I mean you have talent, you know. And people used to like be silent when I'm singing, and then I used to sing at they call it penny concert in school. Well, my career really started professionally with Virgin's Opportunity at Howard. That was between the year 1960 and 62. My photograph came out in the Jamaica Star, and then Leslie Kong of Beverly's Records saw the photograph and found where I was living at and came there and asked for me, and then business relationship recording wise, and then I recorded the first song, Forever I Will.
Those were excerpts of the JIS produced program Standing Ovation, which originally aired in 1997. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.